This is Your Farm Today, where you get the latest information and innovations for your farm and ranch business. Here's your host, Rusty Halverson, with today's interview.
Today we're talking with Eric Nelson of DeKalb Asgrow about harvest results of this past season for corn and soybeans and planning ahead for variety selection for 2021. As you and I visit today, Eric, we've got most of the harvest complete around our countryside, maybe some pockets here and there. But let's talk first about the corn harvest. Can you recap some of the conditions you saw this year and early results? How did we do for most guys out there?
I think most growers were pretty giddy about harvest for corn this year, simply because they were able to start in a timely fashion. You know, we didn't have to endure snow over the crop of corn, much less soybeans. So everything started out pretty well. Didn't necessarily start with a huge sense of urgency. Everybody seemed to roll from beans to corn and was pretty comfortable about that. So you've got certainly areas where corn yields were above expectations, or even two, I think across the region. There's also some yield numbers on corn that growers were maybe left feeling like they earned a little more crop than they were able to harvest, though.
Okay, now as we tally up the results from this year's harvest, we're already planning, Eric, for next season. And DeKalb, new products for 2021. What are you excited about? What kind of news are you sharing with growers as we whittle away at 2020 and look ahead at 2021?
Well, you know, two of the issues that have affected this crop, especially this year, grasses wilt, droughty conditions in some areas, frost, and throw on with all the winds we had the first part of July, some green snap in there as well. So this year's launch class of DeKalb hybrids for our RM range includes two new 86-day hybrids, an 89, a 95, and a 98. When you look at those five products in our RM range, that huge increases in agronomic stability. So that's one of my preferences, is stability in a hybrid. Folks don't call me to look at good corn. They only call me when something goes wrong. So if I can prioritize hybrids that just do their job and make kernels, we're in pretty good shape. So some of those agronomic characteristics that we were able to improve in this launch class over existing hybrids, green snap becomes top of mind after this year. Grasses wilt improvements, or certainly more grasses wilt out there this year, given that we weren't able to manage residue successfully when you harvest your crop somewhere between December and March. You add on to that, this year late season stocks weren't quite as big of an issue because we were able to harvest corn more timely, but stock integrity late has become a priority on the wish list as we launch new hybrids. So from 86 to 98, we've got some stability, improved agronomics, and by and large, we're increasing yield potential at the same time. So this was a good, exciting launch class for DeKalb this year.
Okay, good to hear. Let's shift our focus to the soybean harvest. And by most accounts, we're all in, all done on the beans. We did have that little frost freeze event that nipped some of the plants. But overall, how do you think things turned out, Eric?
You know, that frost event, and I don't remember the exact date on that, but it was certainly about a week to 2 weeks before we wish we would have had a frost. You know, when you watch the Farmer's Almanac, the old wives' tales, I really thought we were going to get beyond that date, continue finishing this crop off. But certainly on the later RM beans, regardless of where you are, if it was late for your area, that frost took some yield potential off the top. So we would have liked to have gotten a little further down the road or into the season before we froze. Unfortunately, we can't make a bean that is frost resistant. That's not in the agronomic toolbook just yet.
No, it's not. Now, if we would have a normal season, when it comes to a normal farm show season, you know, the feedback when it comes to Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans, from what I've been hearing in just a few different conversations, lots of growers pleased with it and looking ahead to 2021 and planting it again.
You know, the ExtendFlex lineup, so again, depending on where you are, how far north you are, you may be a little disappointed. The earliest ExtendFlex variety we're going to have this year is a 0.7. So you don't get to really play with ExtendFlex if you're located as far north as Highway 2 and going north from there. An 07 would get to be a pretty late RM range for you. But from 07 to 1.5, we've got six new Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans. They all carry some really good agronomic traits. First and foremost, the phytophthora tolerance in all of these is going to be really, really solid. Now, first launch class out, especially when you're comparing them to some Extend products or Roundup Ready 2 Extend products that have been around for a little while, have a little bit of a following and known capabilities. Now, this first launch class of ExtendFlex, we've got two of them in there that we have to watch our soybean cyst nematode pressure. But if you're on some pretty heavy cyst-infested ground, there's two non-cyst products in here that aren't going to be positioned in that manner. We've got some good IDC tolerance in a couple of these varieties. We've got some good white mold tolerance as well. So we're just going to have to manage around the agronomic needs of each field and make sure we're placing the best product out there that we can.
Thank you for listening and sharing the conversation about what's happening on your farm today. We'll talk again soon. For Your Farm Today, I'm Rusty Halverson.